You're up next, Christian. Your question for Tim.
How are you guys doing today?
Very well.
So, Tim, my question for you is, so my fiance is Pentecostal, and I understand that you were from the Assemblies of God before you came to the church?
Correct.
Okay. So, whenever I try to have a discussion with her, it seems I could throw all of the church history, all of the evidence for the Catholic Church, and the conversation just immediately shuts down. Where it's just a
right.
She doesn't feel God at the Catholic Church.
Right.
Whenever we go to Mass together.
Sure.
And I'm just kind of wondering if you have any guidance or any, experience with that particular objection, if you call it that.
Absolutely. But let me just say this at the outset: she goes to Mass with you.
Yeah, she's gone, I would say, like 4 or 5 times. I mean, she's
That's amazing right there.
She doesn't really come at with any strong objection. Like, you know, we can have a discussion about real presence, things, you know, the saints. But, I mean, she's very, I would say, supportive of my faith. And she really has no objections, I guess, to me being Catholic. The real hiccup is she just doesn't feel God there.
Yeah. You know, I think you've kind of reached that point where now, okay, I know where she stands. And so, you know, I always say to folks, Christian, you have to find out where the person itches, and they're the only one that can tell you, and then you scratch it. It seems like you may have gotten there, because with some, I know, Christian, from my family, you know, with my brother Terry, and my brother Ted, it was doctrine, man. We hit doctrine after doctrine, and we would argue and argue and argue, and they're both Catholic now. My mom knows much more like your fiancé. That is fiancé, am I right?
Correct.
Yeah, she was much more. So I will tell you how I approached my mom. I approached my mom by introducing her to the miracles of Lourdes and Fatima, Padre Pio, and, you know, Eucharistic miracles, the incorruptibles, and that really grabbed my mom. Because as a Pentecostal, you know, your fiancé knows Mark 16:17. These signs shall follow them that believe. They will lay hands on the sick and they shall recover, speak with new tongues and all that. That's a big verse in Pentecostalism. But what really, really drew my mom was the fact that in the Catholic Church alone do you have all of these hundreds of miracles, many of which are visible to this day. You can go to Lanciano and see the miracle of Lanciano. It exists. I've been there. I've seen it. You know, you can see the incorruptibles like St. Catherine Laboure, you know, where this woman has been dead for what, over a over 100 years, well over 100 years. We're, you know, way over 100 years, and her fingers are still pliable. Her bones are cartilaginous. Her hair is perfect. You can see her eye color. You know, if you cut her, she will bleed. There's no human explanation for this, and her body is there. St. Bernadette in Lourdes as well, or her body's in Nevers, but those sorts of things, and the Eucharistic miracles of Lanciano. Lanciano is 1,319 years old, to be exact. 1,319 years, and it still exists. It's a miracle where the sacred host and the precious blood were transformed into real human flesh and blood. I mean, it's phenomenal, and it still exists, coagulated blood, and it's been scientifically examined to be the flesh from a human heart, actually the myocardium of a human heart. I mean, miracles like these, miracles like, if you've ever read about Padre Pio, forgive me, I can go on forever on this, but if you've ever read any of the books on or by Padre Pio, I've read two biographies. And it's a mind blower, the miracles of this man who just died in 1968. You know, it's in our lifetime, Cy.
Yeah.
This man was walking the planet. And we're talking about, there is a woman who is still alive to this day. I think she's about 82 now, and she's still alive. What is her name again? Di Giorgio. I think it's, I forget her first name. Her last name is Di Giorgio. But, I want to say Pia, but I'm not sure. she was born without the pupils in her eyes. So she was born blind. And at 7 years old, her grandmother brought her to San Giovanni Rotondo to see Padre Pio. And Padre Pio prayed for her, and she was healed. And to this day, 75 years later, this is a mind blower. 75 years later, she still doesn't have any pupils in her eyes. She's technically blind, and yet she sees perfectly. I mean, she is a walking miracle. Anyway, Christian, I would argue that's a great way to start with a Pentecostal is the miracles. Because the miracles of the Catholic Church, not that miracles can't happen outside, because I believe they have, and they at least, you know, potentially can. But there's nothing that compares with the miracles that have happened in the church. So that's a good first start. And from there, you might find she'll become a lot more curious. It's because of the fact that we are the true church that we have such profound miracles.
Gemma DiGiorgio.
Gemma, yes. Gemma DiGiorgio. What a story. It just beautiful. And we have hundreds of them in the church. In fact, there's a great book by Tan Books. I think it's called Saints That Have Raised the Dead. I have a copy of it. I think it is. That documents just under 400 times in church history where saints have raised the dead. Right?
What?
Yeah. Well over 300, close to 400 documented cases. Of course, St. Anthony, you know, famously raised the dead. It's incredible. And this is one of the best-kept secrets in the church, by the way. These are gifts. Miracles are gifts to the church, not for us to just, you know, say, wow, this is cool. They're for unbelievers. That's why God does it.
Yeah.
And Catholics don't tell anybody about it. It drives me crazy.
Well, sorry about that.
Did we lose Christian?
No, I think we...
I did have one quick follow-up, though.
Yes, follow-up.
So, I think you had cut out or I couldn't quite hear. Did you have a book that you could recommend that at least was like a compilation of these things?
Oh, sure. I would recommend, for example, Joanne Carol Cruz wrote two books, one called Eucharistic Miracles and one called The Incorruptibles. Excellent, that recounts just scores of Eucharistic miracles and incorruptibles, some of which, as I said, I have seen. My wife and I have traveled to Europe and actually been able to see some of these. Saints Who Have Raised the Dead is another great compilation of the cases in history where saints have done just that and raised the dead. Gosh, there's another book I have at home on miracles. Jimmy Akin gave it to me, and now I can't think of the name. But I'll tell you what I could do. If you leave your email address with our call screener, I can send it to you. I'll send you that title. It's sitting right in my office at my house, but I can't think of the name right now. But it's a good place to start. Eventually, though, you're going to need good apologetics, because eventually it's going to lead her to ask the questions, okay, but what about this, what about that, what about that?
Yeah.
But it's a good way to get her to, you know, take that first step.
Thanks, Christian. Thank you very much.